I'm not gonna do topical jokes tonight. I don't do topical stuff. I'm not gonna make fun of President Bush. He's a nice guy. He told me he's seen the water boy 28 times. And, he saw Click 53 times. After Click came out, he called me and asked me where he could get one of those remotes that rewinds everything about 5 years. That's what he wanted. I told him to check out Bed Bath & Beyond.
Welcome to Finally Some Bad News. I'm your host, Preston Tompkins.
And I'm Zach Reinert.
Each week, we invite comedians on to read monologue jokes about current events. With us, as always, is our third Mike, John Dahlgren. How's it going, John?
How's it going? Yeah.
Dahlgren, my favorite question. Do you have anything coming up this week?
I have a show this coming Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa, at the beach. What is it called? Yeah, the bomb shelter?
The bomb shelter. That place rules.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're in Des Moines, please go check out
8
John.
O'clock.
Go support the bomb shelter at 8 o'clock. That is such a fun show.
That's a great one.
Zach and I, we have an update about our short film. We just won one of the top three weirdness shorts at the Campy Cult B-Movie Fest down in Atlanta, Georgia last night. Zach, we have three screenings and one award, and we've only been in festival season for 3 weeks. So we're killing it, man.
One more time around the sun.
If you'd like to see our short film Party Demon, we'll be playing at the Creepatorium for the Horrifying Film Fest on August 10th. It is a full day of horror comedy. There's going to be a lot of amazing horror comedy shorts. Some shorts from some famous directors. If you guys have ever seen Frogman, Anthony, I forgot his last name. He is playing his horror comedy short film along.
He's famous. We promise.
But he's famous, baby. And I'm on the spot. I forgot. I'll put it in the show notes. but we have guests back, guys. We got guests finally back. We're back in motion. Our first guest, favorite of the pod, best friend in real life. Both of them, actually. That's just going to be my intro for both of you. Please give it up for Corey Healy, everybody. How's it going, Corey?
Hello, thank you. Good to see you guys.
Great to have you back.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Ratio Comedy every Wednesday at 8. September 5th, Ratio has Lucha Libre and Laughs. I'll be commentating with my best bud in commentating Mitchell Jones.
Lucha Libre and Laughs at Ratio is the most fun time. It was like my seventh date with my now wife. I took her to that and it blew her fucking mind. So we'll definitely be coming back to that. As well on the show, best friend in real life, favorite of the show. He always crushes it on our live shows. Give it up for Edward Walden. How's it going?
Howdy.
Do you have anything?
This weekend, I will be at the Laugh Out Loveland Comedy Festival. That's August 1st and 2nd. I don't remember specifically which shows, but one show I'm opening for Mo Alexander, and the other show I'm opening for Mo Vita. So, you know, just go to a show with someone named Mo on it, and I will also be there.
You're the Mo guy.
You know what they say, Mo comedians. I don't know.
Please go check out Ed. So that monologue joke I played was from 2007, where Adam Sandler filled in for David Letterman when he had the stomach flu. And the reason why I picked Adam Sandler is because I have been very fucking depressed this week because Happy Gilmore 2 dropped on Netflix. And most of the guys on this show can attest I was crashing out in the chats. While watching that movie. Did anybody else watch that movie?
Yeah, I tried. I tried. Corey, yeah. Zach,
yes, dude, I tried. I did.
Here's my review. If they make Waterboy 2, I'll fucking kill myself. Just leave it alone, please. And Zach can attest to this, too. Like, they just kept playing clips from the first movie.
Yeah, like 30% of the sequel is the first movie.
The first movie. It's just absolutely insane. I don't understand. And then we're going to do spoilers because I don't give a fuck. Nobody should watch this movie.
Yeah, it should be spoiled. Don't do it to yourself.
And Corey, you and I had a similar gripe. What was your gripe about the first 10 minutes of the fucking movie?
I have so many gripes. I again, if I don't want to spoil, if you're gonna fast forward,
fast forward if you
and
if
you can
do
tell every 15 seconds when to when you it feels safe to get back in.
Yeah,
but when you do a sequel, there are a few things I think you should not do, and you need to let the audience enjoy the fruits of the first movie's labor for more than 90 seconds before you take it all away. So in 90 seconds, he loses his golf career, he becomes an alcoholic, and he loses an important female lead in the movie, which, again, they already came in with a lot of death in the movie. Four people, maybe five people just died in real life. So you should probably keep the cast as steady as you can because you've already killed off so many people. So
it's fucking,
boy, do I have a million other things.
Yeah, they killed off so many people and so many people in real life died that I shit you not, there is a fight scene in a graveyard and they keep landing at the gravestone of a person that's not alive to be in the movie. And it's like, that's how many.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's insane.
If it's a nightmare scene, that would be great.
Well, yeah, I actually didn't know that part, but the names on the thing, I didn't connect that. Yeah, and that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
They kept landing on a tombstone of a character that either died in the movie or in real life. And there was a whole scene of it. And I'm going to spoil it. I don't care. They killed off his fucking wife in the first 90 seconds of the movie. Now, granted, she's a bigger actress now. She might not have time. But just don't be in the movie. You don't have to do the fucking movie at that point.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was bad whenever I saw on Twitter that people were hyping up the Eminem cameo. It's like, this is cooked.
Yeah. If
my brother didn't even know that was Eminem. I broke his mind yesterday telling him that. I think another big gripe I had is that he had, I believe, two of his daughters and his wife in the movie.
Yes.
They all look very much the same, very much that they're related, and they all play unrelated characters. And it's like I'm a pro wrestling fan, and I'm like, I can't suspend my disbelief here.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Yeah. I do enjoy the pro wrestlers in the movie, though.
Yeah, absolutely. The last point I'll make is they give him four sons and one daughter, but he has two daughters in real life. Just give the character two daughters. I don't understand.
Yeah, let's let his daughters be his daughters. Like, it's just so simple. It's so goddamn simple.
God. So that's
the problem. Hey, you know what, you guys?
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
All right. Well, this is not a movie podcast, but all of us experienced that this week, so we just had to get out.
I do want to point out quickly, I did finish the movie on my iPad while I drove to get weed 20 minutes from my house, so a 40-minute drive. And the movie does pick up when it starts showing the live golf, and the real golfers that are in the movie are fucking hilarious. So, like,
really? Okay. So,
as a pro wrestling fan and a 90s kid who loved golf, the golfers, the modern day golfers in that movie are very funny, and they do good stuff with their roles.
Well, I might have to finish it then, but
you watched the worst half for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But speaking of the 90s professional wrestlers, breaking news, Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. Holes in drywall will be at half mass until further notice. we lost two huge people this week, Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan. I was really hoping for a major third one, but we didn't get it, unfortunately.
What, Chuck Mangione isn't good enough for you?
I didn't know who the fuck that was. So
I guess you could count Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, you know what? That's right. Yeah, that actually does count.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he wasn't that famous in the last decade or two.
But I'll tell you what, I don't know who's at the powers that be in the universe, but they got the wrong person from the Cosby Show to pick to kill off this week.
I know, they should have taken Raven. Just kidding. I love you, Raven. I love you, Raven, so much.
We love you, Raven.
I love Corey in the house. I love I love everything Raven's done. This is a funny podcast, guys. Come on.
Fuck yeah.
I love Raven.
All right. Well, with that, Zach, what is your first headline?
All right. A landlord sentenced to decades in prison after he killed a Palestinian American boy and wounded his mother has died. But enough about Hulk Hogan.
Fantastic. God damn it. All right, Mr. Dahlgren, what is your first headline?
Okay. President Donald Trump is facing renewed scrutiny this week for the already well-known idea that he was a client of Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile sex trafficking ring. It should be obvious. You can tell that Trump likes young girls because he likes Laura Loomer, and her face is like 10 years old.
Oh, man, that's great.
That's really good. I like that one. That's solid.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. All right, Mr. Corey, what is your first headline?
We'll stick with some Trump for now. A vacationing Trump was met in Scotland by a handful of protesters on the golf course. One protester noted how Trump is a fan of golf because none of the holes are over 18.
God damn it.
Holy fuck. That's so sick. It's right goddamn there. It's right goddamn there. Like, it was right there the whole time, folks.
See, now that's the type of humor Colbert should be doing on his last lap around CBS. Like,
I've been talking to Preston and John about this. Colbert just needs to bring back the character. We need the Colbert report again. Oh, we need the character again.
Yeah. Fuck it. You got 6 months left. I know you got to keep your crew employed and fed, but just ride it out, man. These are the times to do it.
Yep.
All right, Edward, what you got? What's your first headline?
President Trump has said that his tariffs are the medicine needed to heal our country. He then asked how one might crush up and snort a tariff.
Oh, now watch this drive. That's fucking great. That's great. Also, in related news to Trump, it was revealed that former President Bill Clinton also sent Epstein a 50th birthday card. Sources say it took so long to find it because the card was stuck to another one.
I'm going to come.
But it's not even a conspiracy theory at this point. I feel like they took in Ghislaine Maxwell just to say Bill Clinton's in it, Trump wasn't, get the pardon, arrest Bill Clinton, and then call it good. I totally see that that's the game plan at this point.
Kind of cool with that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's except the thing. Pardon. Like, yeah, that part, yeah. I don't
accept the pardon. Like pardon.
But conservatives are like, well, what if they arrest Bill Clinton? I'm like, fucking go for it. Yeah, I don't do it.
Arrest him just in case. No, like, just in case we think. Take him too.
It's like,
why? We don't care.
Yeah, when they're like, well, they're going to arrest Bill Clinton. It's like, do you want me to say pretty, please? Like,
yeah, exactly.
He's like, throw me in a women's prison.
Please. His conjugal visit is with Ghislaine. All right, Reiner, you're up next, baby.
Okay, let's see. Lauren Boebert's son was arrested and charged with child abuse this week. Congresswoman Boebert was not available for comment, even when reporters said Beetlejuice into a mirror three times.
Yeah! The Beetlejuice shit will never not be funny. It's a year old. Oh, yeah,
that's going to live forever.
Yeah. That whenever she resigns from office, whenever she gets another divorce, it's always going to come up. All right, Dahlgren, you're up.
Donald Trump. Oh, wait. Got to say this. Blue Sky Lib, joke of the week.
Yep, yeah. This is my favorite segment.
Donald Trump is denying he wrote a vulgar birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003, saying that the signature on it is a forgery. Trump's claim is dubious because the signature is written in Sharpie and the letter has filet of fish grease on it.
It's a very distinct type of grease, folks. All right, Corey.
After having his lawyers visit with Ghislaine Maxwell for 9 hours over 2 days, it's being reported that Trump may give the convicted sex offender a presidential pardon, making this the first time Trump ever got a woman off.
Man, dude, man, that's another simple one that's just right there.
That's so good.
I'm afraid if you Google either of those, they're...
I don't know.
They're Stephen Hofstetter jokes.
I'm extremely online, and I haven't seen either of those.
No, I haven't seen any of those either, nice. Corey. No, you're fucking crushing it. Edward, you're
The state of Alaska has shot 167 bears from helicopters this year. It is still unclear at this point how they keep getting on all the helicopters.
Oh man, that joke might have the best visual this week. It's gonna be hard to top that one.
They had a big problem with helicopter bears.
Yeah. All right, this one's not in the form of a Weekend Up style joke, but I'm just going to do it. Do you think the person doing Hulk Hogan's autopsy is going to tear his chest open the way he did his shirts? Just, you just know he's like, come on, brother. I know I can get in there.
Like a final spray tan before the casket?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, all right, runner.
All right. Wednesday has been renewed for season 3 at Netflix. You know what they need to cancel, though? Monday, am I right?
So good. There you go, Doc. Okay, Dahlgren, you're up.
All right. The Stop Hate Act has been introduced to Congress, which is a bill that will force social media companies to moderate speech by people the government deems terrorists, and that includes any criticism of Israel. That's right, folks. Soon it will be against the law to tell Sabra that their hummus sucks shit.
That's so, I love that one. That's my favorite Sabra, one so far.
Yeah, Sabra catching fucking strays on the news podcast this week.
Sabra catching strays like a Palestinian trying to get food.
We laugh so we don't cry, folks.
Actually, you know what? Those aren't. Actually, you know what? Those aren't strays.
No, those are very well intentioned. Very well intentioned.
Those are Tillmans, man.
Yeah, those are on purpose bullets.
Those are unfortunately not even strays.
I cooked a bunch of burgers for a kid's birthday party yesterday, and every time a kid didn't finish or even eat their burger, I was just like, this is real tough time. Yep. Israel, tough time not to eat your burgers, kids.
It's a real tough time to not be.
Please eat your burger.
I took one of their burgers to work today and I fucking ate it, man. Can't waste it.
That's probably the best part about being the designated cook at a kid's birthday party. The dad tax. You get to take the rest for lunch tomorrow.
The family garbage disposal, more like.
Yeah.
Where you have to think of a cuter name. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Corey, you're up.
Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack this week, meaning he will now have to deal with a different kind of N-word. Necrophiliacs.
A different type of N-word should be the title of this episode. just with five white guys.
A different type of N-word.
Yeah. Fuck. All right. Edward, you're up.
Tom Brady hit on Sydney Sweeney at Jeff Bezos' wedding, but this time his deflated balls did not help him score.
Have you guys seen the online debate with Sydney Sweeney and American Eagle with the whole she's got good genes line? And everyone's like, it's about eugenic. So if you don't know, she's now posing for American Eagle jeans. You know, it's just her being hot and in American Eagle jeans and a jean jacket. And all it says is American Eagle, good jeans. And people are like, oh, that's eugenics and shit. But it's like, no, it's just because she's got big fucking tits. Like it's not that like rooted in evil. Sometimes a joke's just about big boobs, guys. Like nothing. I know everything fucking sucks right now, but we don't have to dig too deep into it.
I don't know, man. Sydney Sweeney. SS. It's right in front of us.
It was right in front of us the whole born time.
I bet she was born August 8th, dude. Google it, bro.
If you're not,
I really hope
I did not see that coming.
If you're listening to the podcast, please go to YouTube. because Corey just drew.
Oh, sorry, it's not a visual medium.
Corey just drew two S's. Kind of. You can get where we were going with that. All right.
Her birthday's September 12th. I was wrong.
You motherfucker.
I was trying to think of a denim pun for tits, but I just couldn't figure it out.
Her birthday is the day she after 9. Her birthday's the day after 9/11. That's awesome.
Well, she's got 297. Nope, not going to go. All right. Lauren Boebert's son was charged with misdemeanor child abuse. Lauren Boebert told reporters, quote, "I'm so disappointed in my son. This reminded me I'm a grandma."
I hear her son calls punches Kid Rocks.
God damn it. All right, Zach, it's your turn.
All right. The Fantastic Four opened this weekend with a $200 million box office. The Fantastic Four is also what Ben Shapiro calls his penis.
That's so good. God damn it. All right, Dahlgren.
All right. ChatGPT CEO Sam Altman said this week that users are sharing personal information with the AI chatbot without knowing the information can be used as evidence in court. This is believable because Preston Tompkins told ChatGPT about his nasty crime of dipping pizza in barbecue sauce.
I will defend that shit until the day I die. It is good. All right.
Disgusting.
Do it.
Disgusting.
That is a disgusting act.
Freshman year of high school. Freshman year of high school, I sat down at a lunch table all by myself. And it was a buddy of mine from my history class, Torrance Crooks. He sat with me and he had, you know, the typical rectangular lunch style Nebraska pizza, right? That all school lunches had. Yeah. And he had barbecue sauce in one of the like the container for the dipping sauce, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, Preston, just try it, it'll change your life. And that was in 2004, and it's the best goddamn thing I've ever done in my life. Dipping pizza in barbecue sauce is fantastic. And
I'll tell your wife that. It was the best thing that you've ever done in your life.
She knows where she ranks up in my life. Okay. All right. Okay. Moving on. Corey, you're up next, baby.
The sequel to Happy Gilmore came out this weekend, and while many fans are The sequel to Happy Gilmore came out this weekend, and while many fans are opinionated about it, critics are saying great things about Superman 2025. I took notes on here that Happy Gilmore 2 is so bad, I somehow want to blame Netanyahu. I wasn't sure if that was racist or not, but
it,
I don't know.
It toes the line.
You can say you can almost say whatever about Netanyahu at this point.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, maybe more. Anyways, and then I wrote that Happy Gilmore is so bad almost. That Rob. We're almost here. I said Happy Gilmore is so bad that Rob Schneider cameos. The least thing I was mad about. they replaced a little person with Rob Schneider. The little boy or the little person on the tricycle riding around.
Rob Schneider.
God Dude, damn it.
I love that the Rob Schneider cameo was so singular and by himself. You could tell that Adam Sandler was not on set that day. And it's they're just like, just given the scene for continuity. We got to have one in every single movie. Just got to commit to the bit.
They probably singled Schneider out and made him film it somewhere else because he's not vaccinated.
We brought this up around the 50th anniversary of SNL, but during their big special, the only time Schneider got screen time was during the segment of sketches that didn't age well. And it just cuts to him doing an Asian accent. I was like, that's pretty fucking great. That's calculated for sure. All right, Edward, you're next, baby.
Two people were found dead and another sexually assaulted at a Salvation Army shelter in Denver. Salvation Army, more like U.S. Army.
Oh, fuck. That's great, man.
That's very good. That's very good.
This one you could tell at work. A Kentucky man woke up during an organ harvesting procedure because the doctors thought he was dead. The man recounted his experience and said, quote, "I knew in my gut something was wrong." There we go. Yeah. All right.
All right. Laura Loomer was seen taking meetings at the Pentagon this week. First Palantir. Now they're letting Jigsaw design booby traps for the U.S. government.
Oh, fuck. Sure are.
She's the scariest face to look at.
Oh, it's man. Terrifying. It's a legit. It's legitimately the weirdest face and head. Not even just the face. Yeah. Like the head.
It's so I've bad, never.
It's man. So weird that I've. She's the only person I've ever referred to. The head.
The you head. Know, yeah. Like. Yeah. Not just the face. God damn it. All right. Dahlgren.
I don't know if this is really a joke more than a way to just scare everybody. But plans to construct America's first privately created U.S.-owned uranium enrichment facility were revealed Friday by a California-based business connected to billionaire Peter Thiel. If a supervillain story like this was pitched to D.C., they'd turn you away saying it was too on the nose.
Yep. You know, a lot of people are going to celebrate when Trump dies, which... deservedly so, of natural causes. But the real evil motherfucker right now is Peter Thiel.
Oh, yeah. Peter Thiel is the most evil man alive, maybe.
Yeah.
My other joke was that I know there was an antichrist that we have right now, but the Bible never said anything about a supervillain we had to deal with.
Gay supervillain.
This guy is the literal demon.
Yeah. He literally killed his ex-boyfriend. Yeah. He, like, threw him off a balcony and got away with it. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Palantir's everywhere. We might get black bagged here in a second.
Oh, dude, if we go to Canada and come back, we ain't crossing that border.
I know. It's like, so. I can't even leave the country. I've tweeted about cops too much.
Episode 37 of your podcast. What was this? Good Hulk Hogan joke, though, by the way.
They're gonna pull up my like viral tweet about cops, like three of them
in the black eye. Like, yeah,
and then the thing is just gonna drop when I'm hanged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over something over tweets.
Also, it fucking sucks that Palantir is named after something in Lord of the Rings. Like, these fucking nerds are ruining our goddamn lives. And it's based off of Lord of the Rings reference. Everything's great. Anyways, Corey, what's your next joke?
Oh, this is sad news. Tom Jones has canceled shows due to a respiratory infection. Doctors are saying in regards to an 85-year-old canceling shows, it's not unusual.
God damn it. God damn it. Dahlgren, I think that one also deserves the people freaking out. That one. But the, yeah. I will. Yeah. I'll give you that, Corey.
Thank you.
We need that one sports radio drop the when something goes bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the deflated one.
That's close enough. There you go.
Yeah, that one's perfect, actually. Yeah.
Or that. That one. That's it. That's the one
I was thinking of. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
See, this is why our third mic is here, folks. He knows what we want before we even ask it.
We're producing the show while it's happening. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie, pull that up.
All right, Edward, what's your next joke?
A woman died after being violently ejected from a revolving door at Trump Tower in Vegas. The president was shocked to hear this, saying, "Wow, usually women are assaulted inside my hotels, not on the way out."
Yeah, you're gonna give it again. That's so smart. Good job, man. That's fucking great.
That's great.
That's fantastic. All right. I'm going to do another cheesy one. A family in Georgia is suing a funeral home for shipping them their son's brain in a box instead of his cremated remains. The lawyer said, quote, I took this case because it's a no-brainer.
Jesus.
It's a one-brainer. It's a one-brainer.
All right. Reinert.
All right. Even more evidence of Donald Trump being in the Epstein files was released this week. And I'm actually starting to feel bad for Donald Trump Jr. I mean, there's nobody currently having to walk around named like Jerry Sandusky Jr. or Subway Jared Jr. or R. Kelly Jr.
Subway Jared Jr. That's the title of the episode, Subway Jared Jr.
Subway Jared Jr.
Fuck. All right.
Guess what Jerry Sandusky's son's name is?
No, what?
It's not Jerry, but guess what the next one could be?
Larry.
Gary.
Close.
George.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey, maybe Epstein.
God damn but it.
The first headline is in 2017, Sandusky's son Jeffrey charged for child sexual abuse also.
God damn it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We're doomed.
Corey is basically creating a new QAnon tonight.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. All right. We lost Ed, but he'll be coming back soon, I assume.
We can have him rattle off a few in a row if we need to or whatever.
When he comes back. Whose turn was it? I can't remember.
It's mine.
Yeah. Okay.
It is mine.
Yeah. Go for it.
Singer Harry Styles is adding a new product line to his assisting lifestyle brand, Pleasing. The new product line for Styles are sex toys branded Pleasing Yourself. Critics are panning the decision by Styles because no one is going to buy sex toys that only go in one direction.
God damn it.
That's perfect. That was like one of those Norm type jokes where you wait, you gotta keep waiting and waiting, and then it's just like a gut punch.
Oh man. All right. We got and we're back. Fuck yeah. So now let's go to Corey. Corey, what is your next joke?
This might be a little too Denver, but why not? Four injured in a Denver shooting near the home of the 2778 Colorado Rockies Coors Field. Unfortunately, none of the victims were Colorado Rockies ownership. Sell the team. Just sell the team.
Just sell the team. For any of our listeners who don't know, our baseball team is the fucking worst. It is so bad that the stadium, now a lot of stadiums are doing this, but our stadium is so focused on getting to just to get in there and then go into a different building within inside
top 10 in attendance in baseball.
There is restaurants. There are like bars inside of bars. It's fucking crazy.
They're going to be the worst team of all time win loss record wise. And they're top 10 in attendance.
But I tell you what, the Jack Daniels bar is fantastic. All right, Edward, what's your next headline?
In an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst was asked about his addiction to the game Super Mario Brothers 3, in which he replied, I did it all for Tanuki.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
No. What? That
should be the name of the episode. Did it all for Tanuki.
Tanuki, yeah. Yeah, that's what we need.
So
that's my favorite like bit to do throughout the episode now is like what the episode title should be.
Absolutely.
And then never follow up on it?
Yeah. No, last week we didn't do it because I had to do SEO Coldplay stuff. And it fucking worked.
Nice.
Keep on rolling, baby.
A man who works as the Chuck E. Cheese mascot in Florida was arrested last week. It was revealed that Chuck E. Cheese had also sent Epstein a 50th birthday card. The suspect also said, I don't know who ratted me out. All right.
Dear Jeffrey, here's a block of Swiss, plenty of holes. It's aged 14 years. Signed, the mouse.
I mean, it makes sense that Chuck E. Cheese would be in the pipeline of Epstein's Island. You know, like there's got to be a ball pit on Epstein's Island somewhere. All right, moving on. I might cut that part out.
There's probably batting cages.
I bet the Claire's inside the mall on Epstein Island pierces such good ears, dude.
And they let him get away with the shoplift. Okay, we probably can't. I don't know.
They just keep puncturing holes on Epstein Island. Okay, Reiner, what is your next headline?
Jesus Christ, we're going to have to cut that.
Yeah.
Uber is now allowing female passengers to choose women-only drivers. Taliban leaders say this feature better not reach Afghanistan or heads will roll.
Jesus. Oh, my God. So good. All right. Dahlgren, what is your next headline?
All right. I'm going to play a sound clip for this.
Go for it.
Pro wrestling icon, union snitch, and virulent racist Hulk Hogan died this week at the age of 71. Hogan's funeral affairs are to be handled by The Undertaker.
That's a really good joke, dude.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's crazy. Right, that's like right there, too. You're the one that thought of that. That's good.
So smart. Now, yeah, this is only
for Corey. I hope he gets buried deeper than he buried Bret Hart at WrestleMania 9.
It's a pretty good joke. Pretty good wrestling reference.
Fuck. The one meme.
Corey's got a cute dog.
Corey's got a very
Bret Hart
dog.
Action figure.
Oh, there you go. I kept trying to write a Hogan and Chris Benoit joke, but it was all already done on Twitter. But I love that. That's where people's head went right away. All right, Corey, with your dog, what is your next joke?
1 second. It is a Hogan joke. There's just so many. Hulk Hogan died at 71 years old this week. He must have gotten into the passenger seat of his son's car.
Yeah. All right. It's beside the point, but a lot of people are like, Hogan got baptized 6 months ago. And it's like, dude, that doesn't, like, that might work for Christians, but that doesn't forgive the part where he kept saying the N-word his whole fucking life. Like,
he got baptized like the guys on the Titan Explorer got baptized.
God damn
on
it.
The way out, yeah. There was water.
All right. That's like brushing your teeth right before you go to the dentist and you haven't brushed your teeth in like 6 months.
My favorite picture is that one that circles online with Hulk Hogan standing there and Booker T standing behind him. And just like the angriest look you've ever seen in your entire life. Like you can tell Booker T just wants to kill him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so funny. All right, Edward, you're up, baby.
A babysitter in Kansas was checking for monsters under the bed and actually found one. Unfortunately, Matt Gaetz fled the scene before authorities arrived.
Oh, man, they're keeping Matt Gaetz in a fucking like apartment like he's a expert like testimony witness to a murder. Like they're preserving him for something.
Imagine all the shit that they have on him when he wasn't clean enough to get in, and Trump's in the Epstein files and got to be president. What the fuck has Matt Gaetz done? Holy shit.
He used Venmo. That's what happened.
Everyone knows that Trump is a fucking pedophile, but Matt Gaetz, we even know more that he is a pedophile, and they couldn't take him down.
Yeah, whatever they found out about him, like, was that fucked up.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. I'm gonna do an Uber joke too. Uber is now allowing female passengers to choose women-only drivers. The only problem is they still have to get into the right car. That is not a gender-only joke. Men do that too. Don't come at me.
I recently got a lift for our mutual friend Danny Maupin, and he was wasted and I put him into the wrong car and the dude was ready to kick the shit out of us. And I was just like, if you're going to fight us. Yep. Like, yeah, we did it. We're in your car.
Welcome back. All right, Zach, what's your next headline?
All right. All right. New photos of RFK Jr. partying with Jeff Epstein surfaced this week, and he defended himself by saying the reason he went to that island was to look for his cousin JFK Jr.'s plane.
Oh, man. That's probably the smartest Kennedy joke I've heard in a long time, because he got two members of the family.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of JFK Jr. jokes.
No, no.
Plain and simple.
All right. Where's the kick button? I got to kick Corey. This is out of hand now. All right. Dahlgren, what's that? What's your next joke?
All baby? Right. I'm going to preface this. This joke has a lot of snark to it that everyone will love. Caitlyn Jenner attended her son's wedding this week in a white dress, according to People magazine. Jenner was said to be looking cheap and frumpy with terrible shoes, so you could say that all in all, her attendance to her son's wedding was a car crash.
There it is. There it
is. Hell yeah.
Like, seriously, she was wearing like the cheapest looking white dress to a wedding. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No.
She's, you don't wear white to a wedding.
Yeah. Just trying to
stand
out.
You don't look
out.
Like shit at a wedding.
Yep. All right, Corey, you're up next, baby.
A 9,000-year-old rock sketch found beside dinosaur tracks suggests early humans were aware of dinos. Of course humans and dinosaurs live together on Earth and still do. Need proof? We elect them to Congress every 2 years.
Folks.
Because there's a... There's no term limits, and they're old, everyone. You understand.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi is my favorite velociraptor.
Velociraptor, right. Them titties around my face, Nancy. Right? You know what I'm saying, right? Folks. You're them fakers. Folks.
My favorite tweet from Sarah Squirm, it was like back in 2020. She quote tweeted Nancy Pelosi, like, what, how much were those titties, Miss Nancy? It was my favorite fucking tweet during quarantine.
She's so funny, dude.
The best. All right, Edward, what you got?
I should probably say that my sound's been cutting off like the last 10 minutes. I haven't been able to hear anything that anyone's been saying.
Oh, sorry.
It just keeps going in and out. Like, I can kind of hear you guys, but like, really, I have no idea what's going on.
Well,
at
I'll
all.
Tell you, we've been fucking crushing it. I'll tell you that much. We've been crushing it on our end. Okay. Yeah. All right. What you got?
Okay. So Trump stopped an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader. He reportedly didn't want people to know that you can kill leaders.
Dahlgren, hit us with the now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive.
There you go. So good.
Baron is killing leaders of soda.
Dude,
he's like in his early Jokic era right now.
It should be a Faygo shirt or something, dude.
Oh man. All right, RFK Jr. is under fire after photos of him hanging out with Epstein has been released. RFK Jr. said, however, that he never went to Epstein's island because it didn't have a zoo. There was no bears for him to climb in. All right. All right, Zach, you're up next, baby.
All right, after all this new Epstein evidence, the Stormy Daniels thing is pretty funny in hindsight, because they tried to impeach him for one of the few times he actually consensually slept with an adult woman.
Like, you should get a gold star for it. It's like, yeah, it was an age-appropriate woman.
He's like, this is the one they're coming after me for?
Yeah, this one? You would not believe what I've done. All right, Dahlgren, you're up.
A recent lawsuit against a doctor has been settled in a case where a man died while an anesthesiologist played music bingo during an operation. Even though the song had come up during bingo, those doctors certainly weren't taking care of business.
God damn it. God damn it. So good. So good. All right, Corey, you're up, baby.
Forgive me. Ozzy Osbourne died this week. He was known for crazy, batshit, and batshit crazy. Like, he made batshit. That's cool.
Yep.
That is true.
All right. Edward, you're up.
Trump told NBC News that there are methods for seeking a third term. They mostly involve a mustache and a long-lost twin named Ronald.
It's like, this new kid on the block, who is he? He looks just like Trump.
Biscuits.
All right. In some movie news, Air Bud is being rebooted with a new film set to release in theaters next year. Not if I have anything to say about it, said Christy Gnome. Yeah, there we go.
She's gonna Air Bud, netball.
Yeah. All right, Zach, you're up.
All right. Fuck.
You have an Air Bud.
What if they found out Air Bud was a girl and they wouldn't let a trans dog basketball play? Air Bud, and that was the new plot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what's your Air Bud joke, Zach?
I gotta find my Air Bud joke after this.
Yeah, go for it.
Mountain Dew is coming out with a pineapple flavor. It decreases your sperm count, but it does increase the flavor.
What the fuck? Oh, that's the joke of the pod right there.
That's making the clip. That's leading the clip.
Yeah,
that is the clip.
God damn it! That is so fucking funny. All right, Dahlgren, what's your next joke?
A Chuck E. Cheese mascot was recently arrested in front of a children for credit card fraud. This is the biggest scandal involving a mascot since one of the Milwaukee Brewers sausage racers was banned for doping.
Oh, fuck. That's
I think
great.
It was the Bratwurst.
Yeah. All right, Corey, what's your next joke?
I think I'm out of any joke worth telling at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I only got two left, so
I only got
but
one.
If you have something, go for it. If not, I'll pass it on to Ed.
Oh wait, yeah, hold on. I think I do. Oh no, move on.
It's okay. Zach, I just sent your Air Bud joke to the chat.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, boom.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, Edward, what's your next joke?
Zimino?
Yep.
They're rebooting the Air Bud series, but this time he's just selling edibles to help pay off the district's massive school lunch debt.
Oh, that's great. Hell yeah. All right. Let's see. Oh, it's me. A Florida woman was caught hiding turtles in her bra while trying to board an airplane this week. TSA told police, quote, "We're just glad she didn't try to smuggle them in her ass."
Her turtle?
Turtle.
Fuck you.
God damn it. God damn it.
Turtle. That's so good. That's so good.
That's the name of the episode. Okay, Zach, what's your Air Bud joke?
All right. The Air Bud film franchise is being rebooted. The studio announced anyone involved with law enforcement is banned from the set because they, quote, "don't need another Alec Baldwin situation."
Oh, God damn. That's that sound effect gets me every fucking time. All right. Dahlgren.
This is my last one.
Okay.
A man in California was arrested for being a serial butt sniffer. And somehow it wasn't Snoop Dogg.
God damn it. God damn it.
Hell yeah.
Dahlgren, you're my favorite. All right. Corey, did you want to wrap up with one more joke? Are you good?
Nope.
Good. All right. Ed, what's your last joke?
What's happening?
Ed, what's your last joke?
Denver Botanical Garden CEO Brian Voigt has died at the age of 66. His family has asked that instead of flowers, you to please send literally anything else.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. This is my last joke. Legendary singer Ozzy Osbourne has passed away. According to his wishes, he will have an open casket funeral so everyone could take a bite off of his head. Just one more goodbye. All right, Zach, take us home. What's your last joke? All right,
I probably shouldn't have done this one, but fuck it.
We're going to do it.
A Delta Airlines pilot was arrested upon landing in California on pedophilia charges. Usually preventing another 9/11 has nothing to do with year olds.
Oh, God damn it, Zach. Well, thank you so much to our guests, Corey Healy and Edward Walden. Please go check them out online everywhere. Go to their shows. Go to Ratio. Go to the Loveland Comedy Festival. Check out Zach and I, our short film playing August 10th at the Creepatorium. Go check out Dahlgren in Des Moines this week. And as always, we have no journalistic integrity. We love you, and we'll see you next week.